Suicide bombings in Iraq continue with devastating effect. Over the weekend, at least five suicide bombers in trucks, cars, and on foot killed 30 Iraqi security forces. Another destroyed a major highway overpass, killing three Americans. We have now a portrait of one man who plans to be a suicide bomber, from NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.
He uses a pseudonym, Abu Abdul Rahman. This 29-year-old has vowed never to shave or cut his hair until U.S. forces leave Iraq. His beard reaches the middle of his chest. His hair, pulled back in a ponytail, reaches his waist. Underneath his tunic, he wears a homemade suicide vest. He refuses to be photographed or speak on tape, but his background is confirmed by Iraqis who grew up with him. This young man is educated. He received a degree in accounting and then, after attending the National Security College, became one of Saddam Hussein's feared secret police. But instead of following the secular Ba'athist ideology, he was indoctrinated by a fellow security agent into an extreme form of Islam. He says his war was to be a holy one. He was seriously injured fighting American troops when they invaded Iraq and walks with crutches. He subsequently joined an Al-Qaeda affiliate, which now comes under the authority of the Islamic State of Iraq. Despite his disability, he describes getting extensive training in bombing techniques by a Syrian at a desert camp north of Baghdad. There were 12 others in his group. In addition to two other Iraqis, there were Libyans, Egyptians, Sudanese, and a French citizen. Since then, Abu Abdul says he's recruited other Iraqis. He has planned attacks against U.S. and Iraqi troops, as well as Iraqi government figures. He says he was involved in the April 12th bombing inside the Iraqi parliament, one of the most fortified and protected areas in all of Iraq. He says he is now also fighting Sunni insurgent groups, which have recently broken with Al-Qaeda over tactics. Abu Abdul outlines a highly organized network with a strict command structure. He says he has repeatedly asked his religious and military leader to be a suicide bomber, but he's been told he's needed now for other things. But Abu Abdul says he will one day blow himself up to kill what he calls the infidels. He says he will surrender his soul for the sake of raising God's word. He has already planned how he will do it. He will pose as a woman, disguised by a black robe. No country has seen more suicide attacks than Iraq. There continues to be little understanding of who carries them out. It is hard to identify remains from the wreckage. Abu Abdul says suicide bombers are the greatest weapon in Al-Qaeda's arsenal, one he believes the U.S. will never be able to combat. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.